finishing off this idea about tzitzis is there are different elements of our personality, the threads of our being, the components of our personality, the material from which is woven the fabric of our lives. And these are represented by the threads of the tzitzis. And they're given to us, they're woven into our being, they have to be actualized for the fulfillment of our destiny. But there has to be a hierarchy. The sensual element of the creative thing must be subordinated to the divine element of man and of the Jew. And therefore we have to allow our physicality to become overcome or wound round and restrained by the bonds of duty. This being bound by the cords of duty is an indispensable prerequisite for fulfillment of our human calling. And that's what the garment tells us to do. It is the exercise of our moral freedom that makes us human beings. And thanks to this alone, we're worthy of human clothing. And only by this power will the animal element in us retreat and actually subordinate itself to man. But here's the amazing thing about tzitzis. So yes, we are winding round the physical, we're containing it, we're giving it boundaries. But this subordination of the animal part of us or the physical part of us is not suppression. And the binding isn't suffocating. In fact, once a sensual animal element has been submitted to the bonds of duty through the divine human and Jewish elements, it's then equal in stature to it. And therefore, it can develop freely within the limits of Jewish human duty. Meaning that once you've got the knots and the windings for the first third, then it flows freely. It needs to be contained, and then it flows freely. And then Rav Hirsch goes on to talk about the tchilas. The eighth thread, representing the power of Judaism, is dipped in tchilas. Tchelus, by its name and its essence, points to the limit of our sensual perception. It's the power that's beyond the range of these senses. The power has entered into a covenant with man. He's revealed himself to us in history and at Har Sinai. And Tchelus is the basic color of the Mishkan. The idea of the Psal Tchelus is a symbol of the Torah. And therefore, even if we don't have it, its message is incredibly meaningful. By its presence or its absence, the Psal Tchelas tells us there's only one Torah, and that Torah is in the Mishkan, and it was only given once, and it can't be replaced by anything else. Only through the Torah can we accomplish our mission as Jews. Only through the Torah's will the covenant with Hashem continue to exist. The Torah itself creates the bond between us and Hashem. The eighth thread of the tzitzis, whether it's waiting for the tchelas, or whether it's coloured by tchelas, turns us into holy people, as members of the Mamlechas Kehanim V'Goy Kaddish. And this mitzvah is interesting enough specifically by day. Why? Because our acknowledgement of Hashem's sovereignty doesn't begin when we go home in the evening at the time of rest, from active man, rest from work. No, the idea is that the standard of the symbol of the Torah is raised upright in the middle of our daytime activity and the mastery of the world. Upright, active, creative man is to honor Hashem and be close to him in the very midst of his exaltedness and upright stature. Not through passivity, but through active accomplishment are we meant to make a contribution to Hashem's altar of Torah in our active and creative life. And that's why it says this, is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Because it's specifically during the day that we need to be, when we're active, that we need to have this remembrance of Hashem through everything that we do.